Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely, or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? It's Harrison Phillips here, and you're listening to Nate and the Fellows on the Circle the Wagons podcast on Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Go Bills, baby.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, hey, let's go Buffalo. Hey, hey, let's go Buffalo.
The Bills make me wanna go.
Welcome to the Circling the Wagons podcast, a podcast discussing the Bills all year round with interviews, news, recaps, and insightful fan discussion. Most times. Here's your host and lifelong Bills fan, Nate.
The Colts stampede the Buffalo Bills 41-15 in Orchard Park today to drop the Bills to 6-4. And it was a rough game. Not gonna lie, it was a rough game. We're going to discuss this game today. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Circling the Wagons, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Nate. Thank you so much for joining us. We are driving home from the game right now. I'm with my co-host, Mike, on this episode. And this is just gonna be, it's gonna be lighthearted. It was a really rough game, and I don't think anyone that watched today or made it through the entire game and I wouldn't blame it anyone if they didn't make it through the entire game. But that was a rough one. We were at the game. It was rainy, and we were just like, you know what? I tried to get Mike to leave several times at the end, and he just refused. Did you think that we were gonna pull it out, or was it just the purpose? We don't go to many games, so like we gotta make the most of it.
I think it was a combination. The Bills had the ball, and had they scored in the fourth quarter, it would have been in our end zone. And as you know, as people cleared out.
As we say this, thank you, Mike, for avoiding that accident. Well done.
Like, what are people thinking, Nate?
What are people... God, I'm probably a Colts fan.
Just to cut right in front of you like that?
No signal, nothing. This is just... Wouldn't that just cap off this day with an accident? Accident of the road.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. What a great day this has been so far. So let me tell you real quick how I started off my day. And I was like, man, this would be funny if this was indicative of how it kind of ran into the Bills game. And it did. Is I woke up before we left early to get to the Bills parking lot, the stadium. I woke up with a Charlie horse, which I don't know if you've ever done that before. You've ever done that? You've probably done that, right? Like in your calf.
The worst.
Yeah. Like, it was so bad, like I had to jump out of bed to like stand up and put weight on it.
Usually if you've been doing something weird, right? Like skiing or swimming or like using a strained muscle, or are you just like breaking down, you think?
Oh, I'm breaking down for sure. I'm like a what's something that breaks down? A vehicle? A car? This car? That car? It's just, I'm breaking down. So, I was like, oh man, I hope this isn't indicative of how the rest of and it's exactly how the rest of the day went. It was a cold, rainy day for all of us in the stands, and even if it's, you know how it is, like, when it gets down to the 40s and 30s, when it's cold and rainy, like, if you get any wetness, you're cold, you're freezing. Like, and it's almost impossible to not get wet. We were wearing ponchos today, and you noted how come you say it.
Yeah, they stop at the elbow, like everyone. Every person in the stadium, their poncho stops at the elbow. So, the three of them, like, we were just, you had the hand warmers, so it felt great. Feet. Toes, which is normally for me what gets cold, but from my elbow to my wrist, you know how they, on a drug commercial where they show the, like the figure of the man, and it's just like, if it's your back, lightning bolts of pain emanating from that spot. Well, for all of us, it was like our forearms. That's where the cold would like shoot out across your whole body.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't know why a poncho wouldn't be a little longer in the sleeve.
the rest of your body could be completely dry, from your head to your neck to your chest and abdomen all the way down to your legs, and then as soon as you get to your arms, your fingertips, which I'd argue is some of the most important parts to be warm, but it was a terrible game. This was awful. This was awful all the way around. The offense didn't look good. The defense didn't look good. Special teams looked like crap. You know, it was penalties nonstop. Anytime they do something positive, it felt like they had a penalty going. And, you know, a lot of people were, at least in the stands, complaining that, you know, oh, there shouldn't have been a late hit on Poyer. It's like, yeah, but it shouldn't even be close to being a late hitter. You know, like, they should be smart enough. They shouldn't do these dumb plays and the false starts and stuff like that. Like, it was just compounded. And when you do everything, like, all those terrible things together, I mean, Carson Wentz didn't have a good game. It wasn't like he beat us with his arm. All they did was run the ball. And if there's one thing you had to watch out for the Colts, it was them running the ball. And then they have a good defense. It's like, oh, got to beat their defense. They didn't beat their defense today. So, and they did it in our stadium. And you couldn't point to one thing necessarily, a coaching staff. I mean, we were all kind of nervous the fact that, you know, Spencer Brown wasn't going to be playing right tackle because of the COVID list. Sardar Lotulelei is still on the COVID list. Jermaine Edmonds was out today because of shoulder injury, I believe. And just too many pieces. This team just isn't good enough to overcome that many things at once. And they look flat-footed. Josh made a lot of awful mistakes. Fire emoji rating for Josh Allen. I think I'm going to go like 1, 1.5. It was a very bad day for Josh. What about you? It's just poor decision.
What does it go? 1 to 5?
1 to 5. We can do halves, though. We do halves. So, because you can't go 2.5. He wasn't like, you wouldn't give him like a C grade. I mean, he was bad.
Wait, I wouldn't go C?
Like, C is like a 2.5 rating, right? Out of 5?
What do you consider average?
2.5.
Like a gentleman C?
Yeah. Hmm.
What is, like, the worst performance ever? What is, like, Nathan Peterman 4 interceptions and a half?
Oh, jeez.
Is that half or is that 0?
That should almost be, like, minus stars. Or minus fire emojis. Nathan Peterman 3 interceptions or 4 interceptions and a half? That's like he shouldn't even be on the scale. It's like when you try to divide something by 0 and it becomes, like, I forget what the term is. How come I can't think of it all of a sudden? But
undefined.
Yes, thank you. Like you can't do it. Literally can't be done. It's like Nathan Peterman's game should have been also on that rating. But so what would you give him? I give like 1, maybe 1.5.
Yeah, that's I'm in the same ballpark. That seems fair. Because like I do think he can zip balls in where almost nobody else can, and adds a great dimension running the ball, which we saw a little bit today, but. Yeah, a lot of mistakes are made all around.
So it's just a rough game. Well, we go into it. Actually, let's do our giveaways real quick. I think that would be fun to do. Let's do something, you know, positive for the podcast before we start going into the stats of the game. We're going to read a lot of tweets in this one because that'll be fun for people to vent on this team and their thoughts on it. And, you know, it's just a good way to get out some of the anger. So we have two giveaways we're going to be doing this week. One is a Devin Singletary signed jersey, and one is a Zach Moss signed mini helmet. Both cool gifts. Both signed by Devin Singletary, Zach Moss. First winner is JLeach26. That's JLeach26. And the second winner is Capello Mafia 80. That's Capello Mafia 80. So just shoot me an email at ctwpod@gmail.com. DM us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at CTWPod, and let us know that you won. Alright, we're done with that. We can X out that. Let's go into our stats of the game. Stats of the game brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at Delago.
Before we get into the stats, what were your thoughts on tailgate? Like, I'll tell you what struck me this time, or the lack of. Can you... Since last time we went, is there a difference?
So are you talking like last time we went, like in the bus and everything like that? Like
you
that
always
experience?
Talk about through your job,
from my old job, yeah.
Like because a lot of times you're talking about the bus, and I'm always like, oh, I wasn't with that group of friends.
No, that was an Arvidas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know.
Because you weren't there. It was amazing. It was the best time of my life. Minus when I had season tickets with you, of course. Like how?
Yeah,
how
any of those times. Yeah.
Well, this time it was different. We stayed in a stadium lot this time. when we were with the bus for my old job, we would stay in the bus lot. So this was different. We were across the road, right next to the field house, and it was tame. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, tame, but good.
But good, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say no people, like, going around asking for money.
Yeah. No, they asked for signatures for climate change stuff, which I was kind of surprised. I'm like, oh, you guys probably want money, too. They're like, what? No, they didn't. They just wanted us to sign some signature. I was like, oh, cool. Are you guys, yeah, follow us on Twitter. I'm like, oh, we're on Twitter, too. We have a podcast. What's your podcast? Oh, it's He acted like he probably had no idea. He probably never heard of podcasts. By the way, apologize to the... There were several people that DM'd us over Instagram and Twitter to meet up for the tailgating. It's so funny. I don't know if this is just, like, us or... I feel like when we had season tickets, like, 10 years ago, like, we just had so much time after we cooked
breakfast.
Tons of time. Like, we would play football games. We would go walk around. Like, this time, we were done cooking our breakfast and putting stuff away, and it felt like it was, like, 11:30, 11:45, and we wanted to make sure that we started... We walked around a little bit, and then we were like, oh, crap, like, everyone's lining up at the gates. We got to get going. So then we just went.
I feel like they try and scare you a little bit with the vaccination. Like, oh, if you're not in line by 11:45, 12 o'clock, like, we can't guarantee you'll be in there by kickoff. But it went quick, like, once we got in line. Because the COVID verification is like, yep. It's not like an actual...
Yeah.
Check.
Check, yeah, yeah. They're not actually scanning your QR code or anything or whatever, the Excelsior Pass. So we had both, like, a friend of ours brought, your cousin brought, her vaccine card. And then we had the Excelsior Pass through, you know, the App Store or whatever, like, you know, just that way. And, guy didn't check. Like, you could have screen, I'm not saying people should, not saying you should, but you could easily screenshot that and just, like, you know, here it is. Did not check my, ID to make sure that was me. Or anything like that. It's just funny. Yeah, but we... So that
isn't
took...
Isn't that like a Seinfeld bit or something?
I thought you were going to say, isn't that a crime? And I have no idea if it is a crime if you screenshot your Excelsior Pass. But is that...
I think it'd be fraud. Like, you can screen grab your own. You're saying, like, fraudulently.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, yeah. Send me yours, Mike.
Right.
Like, I'm going to the game. But... Is it? What was the Seinfeld bit?
With the wanted posters at the post office? Like, oh, what's the point of that? Like, if I'll look get the guy in front of me and behind me, and if it's not him, like, oh. What's that? Oh, are you the murderer? No? Okay. Basically, it's the honor system, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it did go pretty quick.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad at all. We were in our seats by 12:20.
Wow.
So, like, we had plenty of time.
But I would have, like, it felt like a big difference, because when we used to want the lots, it would open at 8. And now it's 9.
Yeah.
And it just felt like we had no time to walk around, hang out.
Yeah, no.
It's possible some of that was like the propane tanks run out.
Yeah.
And having to swap those out. Start over. And you're putting an entire slab of bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought bacon cooked faster than it did, unless you like...
Less than an hour and 45 minutes.
That was the longest cooking of bacon I've ever had. Well, I should say that. I've gone camping. I've taken a long time to cook bacon. Regardless, yeah. No, tailgating was, you know, it's always nice people around you usually. This time we were near an older couple, in their 40s or 50s or whatever, like, you know, just a little bit older than us, obviously. I should say a little bit older. I just don't want to make them sound like they're elderly. They were in their 80s. They were chopping
up. When you say, like, an older couple, isn't that, like, 80?
Yeah, true. Okay, so they were just older than us couple. How's that?
Okay.
And they were super nice. You know, we talked to them a little bit. Across the way... Some college kids, they were doing a lot of flip cup the entire time. That was fun.
But nobody hitting us up for bead money.
No, beads.
Or suckers. Yeah. Like suckers that they made in their basement.
bathtub suckers, like just...
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, which is... Yeah, gotta support the local businesses. yeah, no one hitting us up for that. Obviously didn't see anyone jumping through tables. I don't think that happens in the stadium lots, though. Maybe it does. You don't remember. So what's a funny story that you remember from tailgating? Real quick before we get it. Cause we could talk about this game all night. It's just, let's talk about something positive. Real quick before we talk about stats again. What was one of the craziest things you remember when we had season tickets? Like, see, because everyone that...
The people fighting on top of the van.
Yes! Yes! Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. That was a good one. That was a good time. Yeah. So when people think Bills Mafia, obviously you see the videos of, you know, jumping through tables. Those aren't always populated lots. Those aren't necessarily the big lots. Those could be like the small grassy lots off to the side. Or someone's backyard, you never really know. But I've had people ask me, like, oh, Bills Mafia. Like, oh, how many tables have you gone through? I'd be like, none. I've never gone through a table. And I'm okay with that. I don't want to mess up my back, you know. Getting older now, I don't want to screw it up any more than I have to. I have, like, a knee problem the rest of my life because I went viral on Twitter. Because
now you're at the age where if you go to the doctor, they're just like, you got to live with that.
Like that.
If you're 18, 19, 20, yeah, we'll fix that.
Oh, yeah, if you're 18, 19, they'll form a new knee out of
a mouse ear,
or whatever.
Grow it out of a mouse back.
Grow it out of a mouse back. Now it's just like, well, you're going to have to do stretches for that. Like, oh, for how long? Well, it's just until, that's just what you do now. You do that until you and your bad knee or bad back die. The guys were doing like full out like WWF like style wrestling on top of that. Like, was it a minibus or a big bus? I can't remember. Minibus, right?
Minibus, yeah.
Like, and they didn't have, that'll help a lot, but they didn't have like ropes up around the side. Like, they were just doing it as if, and it was like they were dressed up. Like, one of them might have been dressed up as the Ultimate Warrior. Like, you know, this was some serious stuff. Like, they put a lot of thought into their costumes and, like, they were going to do this. I think they did. They even have, like, a ref, like a, you know, like a made-up WWF ref on top, too.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, oh, you know. And the whole time you're watching this, like, first of all, it's entertaining. It's cool that they're doing this. Like, it's fun to see wrestling anytime, right? And then the second thing, you're like, I might see someone die today. I might see someone slip while they're trying to do a cool move and then just fall off and die. Like, you never know, right? So, no, that was just entertaining, though. We didn't see anything bad happen. So anyway, was
and you right? You didn't like put the call out to meet anybody on Twitter.
No, not on Twitter.
Now, did any of that? Because I was telling you they might murder you.
Did any
of that enter your thought process?
Oh yeah, some of it
made you a little more
probably
reluctant.
Of the several people, probably maybe one of them wanted to murder us, or me, or you.
And wear your skin.
Wear my skin. Yeah.
Skin Nate.
You know, you always think of like Jeffrey Dahmer and like those serial killers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever I think of them, I always think how they're always weird and awkward and like, you know, socially. Like, there's got to be one. Oh, I guess Ted Bundy was that way. Like, just like a social guy. Like, everyone gets along with him. Like, great. You never would.
He was super charismatic. Right?
Yeah, you're right. He's super charismatic. We would love
him. If you met him, you'd never talk to me again.
Oh, because he's so much more charismatic than you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want to be best friends with him. So, wouldn't give it a second thought. Pre-serial killer Ted Bundy was probably a...
He would be the co-host of this show.
So, yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit. You know, luckily I kept it to listeners. If I put it over to Twitter, I mean, just because we have more followers on Twitter and Instagram all together, Facebook, all that fun stuff. Like, yeah, you never know how that... I know we're not important enough that it actually matters in the grand scheme of things. But yeah, the skin suit thing definitely hung in the back of my head. But most people are super nice, obviously, that message us and stuff like that. One of our listeners, she's saying that her father calls them teens now, too. And he's never listened to the show or heard because, or maybe he did hear the show, I can't remember, but that's what she calls them, and yeah. Reaching all generations. People from different generations within their own family get to enjoy the podcast together, right? I remember there was a couple that said that they would call in front of like their 13-year-old son to embarrass them. They'd call it a taint, yell out taint when there's a taint. You gotta call, if you see one, I mean, you gotta enjoy it. You don't see many taints in your life, you know, like
a handful.
If you're lucky. Oh man, it's been a while since I've seen a taint. I don't know. Feels like it's been too long. You can't take a taint for granted.
Because like 2020?
Yeah, I think it was. No, didn't one happen earlier this year? I can't remember. They're so fleeting, I should remember them all. Definitely no taints today by the Bills defense. They were awful. Carson Wentz didn't need to do a whole lot. Let's go right into stats of the game. Go right into it. Stats of the game brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. Mike, if I were to give you a guess, let's do a quick quiz. How many more minutes of possession did the Colts have than the Bills? So 60 minutes in a game.
Thank you.
Average of 30 minutes per team.
Uh-huh.
If it was even. How many more minutes of possession do you think?
Six, 16.
Wow, that was really, really close. It's 15 and a half. But isn't that insane if you think about it? It's like 30-30 is even. It was 37-22. It's a lot. Which makes sense. The Colts had 28 first downs.
Just the Bills got behind, and the Colts are so good at running the ball.
Guess how many rushing yards. I should have done this one first. Guess how many rushing yards the Colts had. This is insane. I had no idea, like, just watching the game live, how many rushing. Of course, I'm giving it away a little bit.
I do have to say, going to a game, it's so much different in terms of, like, what you're paying attention to. Like when you're watching on TV, you are exposed to different things commentators say and the stats, things like that. Like a lot of this stuff, you have no concept.
Yeah.
Or like when you say rushing yards, it's like
no idea.
Jeez.
You just know that they ran the ball great. They were just crushing.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Wentz really did much of anything.
Did he even complete five passes? I have no idea. Maybe five passes. Jeez. But like, you're right.
The Colts like hung so many points on them. They
scored 41.
Jeez.
And geez, it felt like they didn't pass the ball at all. And you know, that's a huge thing, like you said, you miss while being at the game, is the commentators just constantly saying, Oh, Carson Wentz only completed two passes and they're up by 30 points. You know, like, you can't put that in perspective, because all you literally get for stats at the Bills game is points, penalties, time of possession, and yards, total yards. That's all you get.
200 seems like a lot.
Because
it's got to be over 100.
No.
But they have so many points. 150.
More. Go up more. A lot more.
200.
More. More. Keep going.
That makes sense. I was going to say 200.
Yeah.
And then you...
yeah, that does seem like a lot. Such a jerk sometimes. Oh, well, we keep going.
230.
Keep going.
Really?
Yes.
How many did Fred Taylor have? Fred Taylor?
Zero today, I'm pretty sure.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I don't know, but they had 264 altogether. Isn't that insane? Bills had 91 yards.
Is Fred Taylor still kicking?
You mean just in general?
I wonder what he's up to. You forget about guys sometimes. It's just like, he's like, you think about drafting him for 10 years, and then, like, he's not, and you just never think about him again.
Yeah, isn't that funny? The guy was, like, the most important person to draft in fantasy. Like, LaDainian Tomlinson. Like, this guy was crushing fantasy year after year. It's just, like, I don't even know what he's doing now. How long has he even been out of the league?
Who's that Seahawks running back? Sean?
Oh, Sean Alexander?
Alexander, yeah. It's Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes? Oh, wow. Priest Holmes? What's the guy, Larry Johnson after Priest Holmes?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas had 160 yards. How many?
Jonathan Taylor had 185.
Wow. It seems like every run was 8 yards.
It's because it was almost 6 yards a carry.
Wow.
Yeah. Carson Wentz had 106 yards passing today. 11 for 20. Not even a great completion percentage. But it didn't matter because they ran the ball the whole time. Like, if you think about it, they had the perfect game plan. A perfect game plan to every game.
It's not to let anybody off the hook, but the weather certainly played into it. Their hand perfectly.
It did.
And I mean, we all knew exactly what the weather was going to be 10 days ago.
Yeah.
So, hats off to them.
Well, I want to say they weren't, the Bills, it didn't even rain until like, what, the second half of the second quarter? Because it was good for a while. Until like 2 o'clock. Good for a while. It was good for an hour.
Yeah, about 40 minutes, 30 minutes.
But the Bills were playing like garbage even before it got, you know.
So.
All right, well, let's do the Colts side of the ball real quick. Carson Wentz, 11 for 20, 106 yards. One touchdown, zero interceptions. No turnovers either, by the... That helps the Colts, obviously. The Bills turned the ball over... Hold on. Four times. You turn the ball over four times, and the Colts do it zero times. That also helps. It's not like that was what the... Oh, man, the defense was doing great, except for those four turnovers. No, defense was still pretty bad. Like we said, Jonathan Taylor, 32 rushes, 185 yards, 5.8 yards per carry, 4 touchdowns. Man, that is a good fantasy game. If you had him in fantasy, you had at least 49 points. It's crazy. The leading receiver was Jack Doyle, 3 receptions on 5 targets for 30 yards. Wow. Just, you know, that's the perfect game for him. That is the ideal game plan. I was trying to say, like, you don't have to pass the ball. You're right, it played right into there, but never having to pass the ball and put the ball in the air, and that's ideal. You just run it all game. Why would you ever want to risk throwing it in the air? Anyway. The Bills side of the ball? We got Josh Allen, 21 for 35, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mitch Trubisky threw in an interception at the end. Good for him. 3 for 5. Just in case we were wondering if Mr. Trubisky should, in case there's that one person that thinks that maybe he shouldn't. still a rough day for the Bills offense. Matt Breida had 5 rushing attempts for 51 yards. He had a decent game. It was mostly towards the end of garbage time, so not much to say there. Josh Allen, the next leading rusher, 2 attempts, 18 yards. No touchdowns. Dawson Knox, the Bills' leading receiver, 6 receptions on 10 targets for 80 yards. Then Gabriel Davis, the next one. I mean, then they're only in the 20s. You know, 2 receptions on 4 targets for 27 yards. Like, nothing great. Nothing worth mentioning. Josh Allen had the fumble. Isaiah McKenzie had the fumble. Josh Allen, at least his fumble wasn't lost. Isaiah McKenzie, though, had that fumble that was lost. That was a killer. They were down, what, 17-7, getting the ball back. So the game was still within another score. If the Bills scored again, it's still well within reach. And then he muffs it, or he fumbles it, just falling down. Which, you know, you can't blame him for falling down. It was slippery. What you can blame him for, can I say this, is him constantly taking the ball out of the end zone instead of just kneeling it, or just, like, he did get past the 25-yard line, I feel like, once. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to run, like, either do it so that you can't do a touchback because you're that far out of the end zone, or touchback, or whatever. Right? That's not crazy. That seems like a pretty, like, it felt like he was trying to make up for that every single kickoff half and every punt return half.
And you know, I feel like that's discounting, though, the possibility of taking it to the house. Like, granted, it's very rare, but the time it does, it changes the game.
And at the time it does, so it gets called back for a penalty.
Yeah, right.
The special teams was garbage today. They couldn't create any holes for him. Like, he couldn't go anywhere, it felt like. Man, it was just a flat-out awful game. Special
Give
teams
your boy
wise.
Tyler Bass.
Tyler Bass had a bad game. That's how bad the game was. My boy Tyler Bass. Let's see what Tyler Bass was. 0 for 2 on field goals. 1 for 1 on extra points. Hey, you at least got that one. No? All good. All good. It's not, but... Hey, if this was the game... If he was going to have a bad game, at least it was this game. It didn't matter. Let's just hope it doesn't become a streak and he rolls that in the next game. That's another thing that stinks about going to the game. As opposed... Now, this isn't just to, like, crap on going to the games. Because, you know, it has its positives. But we couldn't even tell that... We had a decent vantage point at that field goal. We thought he made it. Couldn't tell he missed it until the refs were giving us the no field goal sign. So the Bills got destroyed offensively, defensively, special teams-wise. Just an all-around awful game for the Bills, which obviously you know this if you're listening to it and you watched any part of that game or read anything on social media. Just the way it is. Just the way it is. So we are just going to take a quick commercial break. After that, we're going to go into our Wall of Famers and Wall of Shamers. So we've had some last plays of the game, Wall of Famers and Wall of Shamers, with some help from our followers on Twitter. So stick around.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Circling the Wagons, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I am your host, Nate. Thank you so much for joining us. This is not a fun game to discuss, to be honest, between the two of us. We're in good moods, considering. I mean, I feel like it would have been a lot worse. But it could be a lot worse, considering the game, the outcome, the weather, the Charlie horse. Did you have something bad happen to you at the beginning of the day, too? Or was it just me with the Charlie horse? Something else bad happen? I thought you said something. Maybe you stubbed your toe on something? No, it's just me. Let's go to our Sweet Sassy Malassi plays in the game, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. Man, there wasn't a lot. I will say, though, that touchdown pass, that first touchdown pass when the game was still within reach and it wasn't awful.
That was the high point, I think.
That was the high point. Like, you thought they still had a chance. What an amazing catch by Stephon Diggs. Amazing throw, amazing catch. All around. Stephon Diggs with the celebration with the camera over his shoulder. That was cool. Can you think of a better play than that, Mike? That was pretty much, unless you want to do the second Stephon Diggs touchdown. It's like that one, the game was out of reach, so who cares, right?
Yeah.
All right, that ends Sweet Sassy Malassi plays the game, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook at DeLago. I can't even give a Gettysburg, right? If there was a Gettysburg of the game, it would definitely not be for the Bills, and I think it would be the Isaiah McKenzie muff punt, the muff kickoff.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't disagree. I think it felt like a lot of energy left the crowd when the Bills missed the field goal that would have at least put points on the board.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one, yeah. Both those plays were just, yeah. They just drained the energy from the stadium. Man, I didn't realize. So if people haven't been to a game, we should just do a podcast about the game day experience, like, separately. But if you haven't been to a game, like, you can watch the offense, and the crowd is so quiet that, like, I'm trying to, like, tweet thoughts of the game, like, on my phone or whatever, in between plays. Like, you don't realize the play's even going on next. And maybe it's because we're used to, like, watching it on TV. I forgot that, like, it's very quiet in the stands. All of a sudden, people will be yelling, and I'll look up, and I'm like, oh, crap, I just missed the play. Like, that's how quiet it is at the stadium when the Bills are on offense, which is pretty amazing. But it also speaks to the fact there weren't a lot of Colts fans at this game, I don't think. I didn't see many. But defensively, it's interesting to see how quickly, like, the crowd deflates. Once, like, you're cheering for the defense, and then on third down or something, you know, like, you're going nuts, and then they get the first down, and it just, like, deflates, right? So, like, it's hard to get that energy right back for first down, you know?
Yeah.
Defense is trying to, like, wave their arms up to pump you up, you know, and you're just like, wait, just... give me a couple of good plays before. Give me some goodwill before I start giving you everything I got, you know, crowd-wise. Which I was happy because I usually lose my voice during a game. You didn't sound like you lost your voice. You're in good shape. You want to keep ready for
the podcast. Stay fresh, of course. I think had it been closer down to the wire, maybe we'd be having some problems.
Yeah, for sure. So those were the Sweet Sassy Malassi plays of the game, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and DeLago, and the Gettysburg play of the game. All right, let's go into our Wall of Fame and Wall of Shame. And let's just start with the Twitter, because there's some really good tweets out there. The good thing about losing, I will say, is that we definitely always, you know, normally get pretty good Twitter reaction. When they're loose, you just get a lot of, like, people wanting to vent, people wanting to get out their frustrations in written form and, you know, hopefully on the podcast. So this is what we're seeing right now. So This is interesting. Now, this is from Lamont Cranston. So after every game, I say, you know, who or what is on your wall of shame, wall of fame, wall of shame, today's win or loss. And this is from Lamont Cranston. He writes, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, a.k.a. Andy Reid Jr., Andy Reid Jr., Brian Daboll, Leslie Frazier keeping Rousseau on the bench on a third and long, Josh Allen looking like Kelly in a big game. Can anyone catch a football in the rain? Why is Breida not the number one running back? Where's this team's heart? That's a lot of stuff right there, man. That's a lot of stuff. There's not a lot I can argue with that one. Leslie Frazier keeping Rousseau on the bench for a third and long, that's pretty questionable on a definite passing down. Josh Allen looking like Kelly in a big game. We were just talking today at the tailgate how Kelly's last couple of years were pretty rough in Buffalo. People forget that. I mean, we love Jim Kelly, and he was one of the best quarterbacks we've ever had in the franchise, for sure, if not the best. I'm sure he was, actually, at this point. I don't know if there's much arguing that, but it was a rough last couple of years. People were ready for him to leave. Josh didn't look good today. I don't know if I'm ready for Breida to be a number one running back, but he definitely gives... I'm glad he wasn't inactive today. They didn't find a way for him to be inactive, but they did include him a whole lot more in the game plan. But nothing worked, so it's like, I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
I hear you crinkling those Skittles, and when you listen back to this, you're going to blame me.
Oh, no. No, that was for you earlier, wasn't it? Were you crinkling the Skittles?
No. I've been really careful not to.
Mike got Skittles for Marshawn Lynch being here today. Got to see Chip box of Skittles. It's nice. Nice touch.
Nice.
Marshawn Lynch coming back. He and Fred Jackson were there pumping up the crowd today. Didn't work. No, they did all. There's only so much they can do. So, on Twitter, going back to Twitter. B-Mormon 2020 writes, nah, bro. The only fame is the fans booing this crap fest. It was like Nate Peterman versus the Bears that one year. We definitely gave some boost today. There was a little bit, there was that one play where there's a bees and then the rest was boos. Let's be honest. Sean Lonigan writes, Wall of Fame, Gin. Wall of Shame, Mario Addison. Would have no idea he was the veteran on the field with some of those penalties. Gettysburg, my fifth gin and tonic because that made the difference between me going to work or not tomorrow morning. That's awesome. Eric Helwig writes, agree with most, everyone for shame, but some stood out. McDermott for not taking the balls to start the game before weather turned. Oh, that's an interesting point. If you know the weather's going to turn, you want to have the first crack at the possession, first chance to get throw the ball and get out ahead. Because that's how you really stop like a good running team, right? Mm-hmm. You have to be up by a few scores, and then they have to catch up, and they can't run the ball.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Well done, Eric. You say that as at your burner account, so he's like, that's an amazing, amazing point. You're like, I don't know how Twitter works, man. Bean for not addressing the run game. Daboll for not using his best back until the second half, Breida. Allen for stupid plays. And the whole D for quitting. Yeah. Yeah, they just didn't feel into it in the game, did they? Like, they weren't ready. Man, remember when Levi Wallace got burned on that long, like, third down from, like, T.Y. Hilton catching the ball? And then Jordan Poyer hit him out of bounds. Yeah. Caused that late penalty. And people were arguing or upset behind us. They're like, oh, you know, it's like he hit him as he was going out of bounds. Like, that's going to get called every single time.
Yeah.
Like, that was a stupid play to do. Even though we love Poyer and Hyde, our guys. M writes, Wall of Shame, that frickin' defense. Wall of Fame, I don't know.
Is the letter M or E-M?
Oh, E-M, like it's an Emily.
Or Emma.
Emma, oh yeah, maybe. Well, her Twitter handle is at Emily Flowers. Flowers with
probably this. Emily.
Probably Emily. Probably not Emma. Maybe she just
or
said,
maybe she's good at operational security and just switches it up.
Man, that would really throw people off, though, if you were app for Emma. Uh-huh. If your Twitter handle was Emily Flowers.
That's good.
That's good. Nobody thinks that word, man. So. Not me, not you. Wall of Fame, I don't know. I was at the game and too wet and cold to pay attention to the good. I was too sad. Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
Good comment, Emma.
if that is your real name, Emma. OG Engel Scary Stan. Wall of Shame Coaching. Wall of Fame. Matt Breida ? Using Motion ? Zach Moss is now RB3 and that makes me kinda happy ? Well, if you're the OG Singletary Stan. He said Single Scary Stan. I think that was from Halloween. I think he was keeping his Halloween Twitter handle, so just hasn't updated it yet. Now it could be OJ Single Mary Stan for Merry Christmas. You're welcome. AJ Tharbright said Wall of Fame. Edmonds, they say he was hurt. Personally, I think he just wanted out of the lineup. He just didn't want to have to face that Colts. Dude, it is so frustrating to watch the Colts or any team that can run the ball semi-effectively just bulldoze this defensive line. Like, there is no chance the Bills ever stop, like, a third and one, or a second and one, or, like, a third and goal at the one-yard line, when it's literally, like, their guys against our guys. Bills never stop them. Ever. And it's just, like, the other way, the other side of the ball. If the Bills need a third and one, and it's not Josh Allen sneaking it. Have you ever seen them hand it off behind them and them get it? I'm like, no, I don't remember the last time I've seen that happen. And I don't think that's as much coaching as it's just personnel. The Bills just don't have the bodies on either side. Wall of Shame, McDermott. This team had no heart, focus, or discipline. Countless flags took us out of the game, and we didn't seem to care. Maybe have more tough talks, coach. Yeah. Quote-unquote tough talks.
Why is it in quotes?
I think it's because McDermott was talking about having a tough talk with the team about the performance after, like, the Jaguars' loss. We have to have some tough talks. It's like, yeah, they have to have more than that.
I thought it was like an innuendo. For what? I don't know.
For what? I mean,
I don't know.
Whenever somebody says innuendo, I always think, like, think something else. You think, like...
Well, why put it in quotes?
Yeah,
just like,
yeah.
Oh, have a tough talk.
Quote, unquote, tough talks. If it's not that, then it's got to be what? Like, what do you mean? Like, yelling at them? Like, that's your tough talk?
I don't know. I guess I disagree with putting quotes on it.
I think it refers to, I didn't hear that.
It's a quote. Like quote, quote. It's yeah, not a quote for meaning something else. Okay.
No.
My mistake.
I think it's a quote for what Sean McDermott has said in a press conference.
Okay.
Bill Lasso writes, Wall of Fame. Have you ever seen Ted Lasso?
I have.
You have? Is it good? I think I got through a couple episodes, but it's not like because I didn't want to, I just got distracted. Life, man.
I feel like if something's good enough, you make time.
Well, I just finished Squid Games and I like that. It just took a few months, you know. Been busy. I don't watch a lot of TV. Not because I don't want to, but anyway, Bill Lasso writes, makes me want to watch Ted Lasso. Would you recommend it? You finished it, you must like it.
I feel like it's a function of like what else you consider it, right? If you haven't watched TV in 2 years, there's probably better things.
Wait, if I could watch Ozarks or Ted Lasso, would you watch? Because I'm in between both of those.
So you've already seen some.
Yeah.
So which have you liked more so far?
Oh, Ozarks.
I would say it's more of the same.
Okay. Two completely different genres.
Yeah.
Those are off. Okay.
I think they're going to do a Lethal Weapon 5.
Are they?
Yeah.
Nice. They've already
drafted
five,
by
right?
Mel Gibson.
Really?
Yeah. Or six. Whatever one they're on.
They're going to do one? What is that? They're all retired now, though. It's going to be the guy, the retired cops.
Hasn't it been the retired cops for like two or three now?
Might be. Well, they were at the end of their career like 20 years ago when they made the last one with Chris Rock.
Yeah. And you only have to work 20 years.
Danny Glover's like, I'm too old for this. Then he's like, literally in like the elderly home or senior home. Bill Lasso writes, Wall of Fame, Breida. He was the only one able to move the ball. Play calling was also good, but bad execution. Wall of Shame, hands. Whether tackling or catching, our hands just did not come to play. Mitch Morse, for real, got turned and ran straight into the running back. O-line woes continue. Yeah. It didn't help Spencer Brown was inactive on the COVID list today. That didn't help. But yeah, that might have happened no matter what, to be honest. Today they look terrible. They look awful. Private Joker 2003 writes, Wall of Fame, Matt Breida and Iron. People love him, Matt Breida, man. Matt Breida, and ironically, the shorthanded offensive line. The line was not great, but they were good enough to give the Bills a chance. Wall of Shame, overall team discipline, drive-extending defensive penalties, drops, and lack of focus by Allen at times. There were some really bad throws he had today. Like, A couple of them obviously got picked. Two of them got picked, but there was one that was almost picked, you know? Like that one that the guy made a diving play for in the end, near the end zone, and he just didn't get it, but he could have easily gotten it. And the ball just went a little bit further. That was a terrible throw. Throw into double coverage that first interception. Eric, the former Riverfish, writes it. Bean, this is his roster. No one tech pass star. That's a great point. There's not a big run-stuffing defensive tackle the Bills have besides Star Latulule. He's been out for 2 weeks, and he's definitely showed up this week.
What's that guy's name? The former...
Eric, the former Riverfish.
What does that mean?
I think there's a... I think maybe he was on... He was either on a radio show or a fan of a radio show. That was like his handle, maybe. I'll have to ask Eric. Eric, why don't you get back to us and let us know. But if he is the former Riverfish, or if he was the Riverfish, and that was his handle, like self-gloss, can you self-gloss yourself? People do that all the time.
Why define yourself by something that you no longer are, though?
Oh, yeah, no longer. The former Riverfish. It's a good question. Eric, get back to us.
What kind of fish are there? Sea fish? Lake fish? River fish?
Yeah.
Pond fish?
All right. Fish. Koi fish? Koi pond fish? Sweeno Bills writes, Sweeno Bills, is that must mean Sweden, I think. No, looks like Australia. Oh, from Queensland. From Brisbane, Queensland. Very cool. Is that Australia? I think it is Australia.
Yeah.
Butler, that's amazing. It is amazing to me, by the way, that people listen to us from Australia, other side of the globe. Someone wrote in from Israel. Got a couple of emails from a listener in Rome. Awesome. He's like, I'm going on a run in Rome, just listening to the podcast. And this is I'm just like, man, like that sounds like you're already living your best life, buddy. You're going for a run. You're exercising. You're being healthy. And you live in Rome. Like, this is, I don't know how it gets better than that. So,
dude, it's not year zero. Rome, what does Rome have? We don't have
Rome. It's Colosseum. I don't know. Stuff.
Colosseum's like a, yeah, like it's a wonder of the world 2,000 years ago or whatever, but who cares now?
It's true. It's true. What do they have?
They've been living on off the, they peaked 2,000 years ago.
They could have easily been swallowed up by Pompeii burst, right? Or no, not Pompeii. What was the Mount Vesuvius?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Whoever, the guy that emailed us, just let us know that, just so he knows.
Is it all that?
Is it all that?
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. But he can only know if he's ever lived in Western New York, like we have, to compare. So, but it's probably better. So, I have like a lot of friends that like moved down south. She said a friend moved to South Carolina. She's like, oh, we just went there and we loved it. That's up down south. It's a place to be. Down south or Rome, those two places. Sweeno Bills, right? Or maybe Brisbane, Queensland, like Sweeno Bills. Right, Butler and Phillips being on the field together time and time again, and Taylor running riot. Shame, shame, shame. John, our co-host, is in. Obviously, John is not here recording with us. We're recording this on the drive back. It's a perfect time to do this. John, our co-host, writes, McDermott, wall of shame. Screw the Bills. Thank you, John. Always giving the best commentary. Matt Dable writes, Dable? Dable? It's not like Dable, like Brian Dable. It'd be funny if it
and
was.
And by
though.
The way, like, John never responded to my text, the accidental text I sent on purpose saying, oh, it won't be the same without John. I really wish John could go. Yeah. Nothing. Crickets.
That was his chance to be like, thanks, guys. Like, I'll miss you. Enjoy the game, right? Yeah, he didn't do any of that, did he? What did John say? I thought he said something. Hold on. Love you guys. He said it. Love you guys. He did say that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Huh. It's okay. He won't listen to this. He won't hear you. Just terrible. He won. It's all right. Buffalo on the Brain with Vince Taylor writes. Is it? Yeah, Vince. Wall of Shame, McKenzie, the front six, Allen, Dable, O-line, McDermott, Frazier. Who else is there? Wall of Fame, eh, who cares? The season is hanging in the balance. Tough schedule coming up. If we don't win the AFC East, tiebreakers are not favorable right now. Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. It's a great point. The Colts right now? The Colts have the tiebreaker over us. The Steelers have the tiebreaker over us. The Titans have that. The Titans will probably get the first seed. They'll probably win their division. And then who's our fourth loss? Oh, the Jaguars. Probably don't worry about them still. Yeah, that's a tough one.
All we spent 20 years worrying about in the hunt. Like, whatever, we're fine.
It is interesting, though. We're 6-4 now. We were 13-3 last year, almost 14-2. And this season just feels like it's off the rails, doesn't it? Just a little bit.
I'm having fun, man.
Just have, okay. Right. Oh, me too. I'm having a great time. This is
amazing.
This is living my best life.
I just think
I'm so glad I'm not in Rome right now, running or like having a team that's like, you know, first place in the AFC. I'm so glad.
But what did we want? Like to have fun. We had fun. Like the final result is not meaningless, but the more we can minimize it, the better off I think we'll be. Don't
like,
you
personally?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in general?
If it's just like, hey, I just signed up for 3 hours, like, or, yeah, 3 hours in the stadium, and then, a couple hours after, eating, hanging out, tossing the ball around, like, that's what we signed up for, that's what we did, it's awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like, there's 32 teams at the end, only one can win the Super Bowl, like, everybody else is going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
we absolutely should just, like, hey, we just want to enjoy it, and we did.
Yeah, we did enjoy it today. That was like, positive of it. Made the best of it. Matt Dable writes in, this isn't like Dable, D-A-B-O-L-L, like Brian. He writes Wall of Fame. Fans for putting up with this game. Wall of Shame, players, coaching, officials. And officials were... And like, people were upset over that, you know, F.A. Obada, when he was a roughing the passer play, where he pushed Wentz down. He didn't have to do that. Like, that, there was no benefit. It wasn't like he was falling into him or whatever. Like, yeah, sure, it could have easily been not called. But, I mean, every time, if you don't push him down, they definitely won't call it. You know? You don't go out of your way to do it. Like, I get it. They could have not called it. But anyway. Nashville writes in, Wall of Shame, every player on the Bills. Oh, okay. Wall of Fame, my dogs, for remaining calm throughout. And he shows a picture of his dog just sleeping on his lap. That's good. That made me feel better, too. Minus what you said.
Does he live in Nashville, or is he a professional poker player?
Question. He lives in Nashville.
Okay.
Tennessee. Nashville? Why do you say professional
poker player? Oh, Nashville?
Nashville. Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Sorry, what did you guys say?
Oh, I thought his name was just Nashville. Like Nashville. Amarillo. Dallas.
No. Nashville. Amarillo. Did you ever see that movie Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon? It's not like a very like mainstream Christmas movie. It's really good though. It's really funny. And
they go to four different places.
Yeah, both of their parents are divorced, so they have to go to four different Christmases.
Uh-huh.
And his one is like they go to Vince Vaughn's his father's house, and his two brothers are there. And they each have a name like Orlando, Dallas. He's like, why are your brothers named after cities? Like, we were named in the cities where we were conceived.
What's his name?
His name was like, he changed his name at one point, but it was, I forget what it was. If it wasn't Orlando or Dallas. Maybe it's Denver or something like that. It was funny. Can't remember. Nashville? Maybe it was Nashville. There's a lot of people coming in today. Damn. Like, I will not get to all of these for sure. I feel like I've spent a lot of time on them already. Big R writes it. Big R giving us the fun intro to the podcast again. It's really cool. Big R. Big R in San Diego. So it was Big R in SD. I always thought, like, South Dakota for some reason. Because Big R, like, sounds like a farmer, right? Like a big, you know, dude. Like
corn
a Spencer
fed.
Brown. Corn fed.
Yeah.
Corn Fred, Spencer Brown sort of guy, but he's Big R, and he lives in San Diego. So, very cool. Wall of Fame, Breda, Diggs, and the reckless optimism many of us have that we can bounce back to beat New Orleans and New England. Man, that's a tough
stretch. That's us. Yes. Yeah, he's talking about us.
Wall of Fame. Thanks, Big R. Wall of Shame, Allen. Two fire emojis. He gave him two. Wow. The defense as a whole, the untimely penalties, and McKenzie. Gettysburg, Wentz escaping a third down sack in the first half and running for a first down. That's a good one. When Mario Addison missed that sack, you're just like, oh, no. And yeah, that just gave him life. That might be a good Gettysburg in general. Yeah, I mean, it's good. I can't believe I didn't think about that one. Good one, Big R. Miss Molly writes in. She says, Wall of Fame, Faith, for proving me wrong and it literally getting worse every single play. Wall of Shame, I refuse to recognize anything about this atrocity. I've never walked away from a Bills game before today. Shameful. Man, imagine if you had to walk away from the stands. That was not very fun. Miss Molly was in. Let's see what else we got. Jason Statham is in. Speaking of one of our listeners from overseas. I mean, how can you even ask this? Sad crying emojis. Some crying emojis from Jason Statham. Wall of Fame, Knox being healthy. Wall of Knox should be on the Wall of Fame. He, oh, wait, he had three drops. Never mind. Back to his old ways. But everyone was dropping it, so it's not just Knox. Wall of Shame, McKenzie. Remind me why we got rid of Andre Roberts again. Dude, like, I will never... People were always like, oh, why do we have Andre Roberts? Isaiah McKenzie's just as good. I don't think he's nearly as good. I think he has, like, more boomer bust potential, right? And for the most part, it seems like a lot more bust than anything. Would you agree with that, or...?
Yeah.
You don't have any confidence every time he catches the ball, do you?
No.
So. Thank you. Gettysburg, McKenzie dropped kick return after we held them to a field goal. Now, that was always nice. Could you imagine being the defense in that? We held them to a field goal. Good job, guys. You know, we didn't let them score the touchdown. Oh, wait, we have to go back out again at the 10-yard line because McKenzie just coughed up the ball. Like, how do you do that? Go out there and just be like, well, this doesn't suck, you know? You like to think they're all like, come on, we can do this, guys. And, you know, they're like, really? Daniel Burr writes Wall of Fame. Current service members slash veterans, Rita, Wall of Shame, both lines, Josh, Dawson, just about the whole team. Gettysburg, Little Dirty's fumble on the kickoff. Yeah, Little Dirty had a dirty fumble. Dirty play. I have Richard W. Griswold writes, WTAF was that? Wall of Fame, Rita. And then he gives a stats line. Why isn't he the RB1? Singletary had a good outing for him. I'm not going to go over all the stats. Wall of Shame, the Bills' defense. Wall of Shame, the Bills' receivers. He'd stick them like Clifford Franklin. Can't put this on Bass or the refs. Yeah. I mean, Bass didn't have a good game, but obviously it didn't come down to him anyway, so. Elizabeth Schaap writes, Wall of Fame, the pizza I ordered. Wall of Shame, me for not knowing better this season. I don't think any of us knew. When we did our preseason prediction for the amount of wins that the Bills had, I mean, all the three of us, consensus was either 14 or 3 or 13 and 4. And usually we're pretty darn close. Like, we were close the last few seasons within a game or so of the actual, like, record. Consensus-wise. Minus John, because John always thinks they're going 17-0 or 16-0. But, like, you and I actually figured, you and I predicting a mic, and we had them at, like, the conservative one. You guys said 14-3, I said 13-4, and they can't lose another game if they go 13-4, you know? Oh, man, why did we bet on 11 wins this year? The over-under is 11 wins, and we have to get 12 wins just to win our bet this year. So we're almost hoping for a push at this point, so we don't lose money, so, yeah. Hey, happens. Oh, here's one for us, Mike. I'll end it on this one. Cheering from afar writes, Wall of Fame has to be anyone who is still in the stadium at the end. That's us. Literally us, because I wanted to get you to leave. I appreciate you making me stick it out. Because it's not like we can go anywhere. Like, that's the thing people don't realize, like, at the tailgate. Like, you rush to your car, and you just sit there for a minimum of half an hour. Dead trap. Stop and go through. Like, hardly anything. So, like, what do? We turn on the grill again, got out some snacks, just enjoyed it. Like, don't stress yourself out about it, right? You're gonna be there. And then, you know, we still hit some traffic like an hour, hour and a half later, but it wasn't nearly as bad. The throughway was clean by the time we got there. So, yeah. The cheering from afar continues. Those who watch till the end get an honorable mention. Yeah, if anyone watched that game from the end, I give them a lot of credit, for sure. Wall of Shame. I've got to put this on the coaches, all of them, starting with McDermott and ending with the person who allegedly teaches McKenzie how to hold on to the ball. I mean, you talk about coaches, you know, we talk McDermott, talk about Frazier, people have talked about that. Special teams coach obviously goes into that. Heath Farwell, the offensive line coach, Bobby Johnson, because, I mean, it's just the receivers coach. I mean, everyone deserves blame in this one. I don't know how you don't get blame with him. So, all right. I think we're going to end that with this. Thank you for everyone who contributed to the Wall of Fame and Wall of Shame segment brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook in Del Lago. Should I tell my story about moving and like how this kind of became that? No, I'll save that for another loss. We're already over an hour, so I'll save that that discussion. There's a discussion I have, a story. Next time the Bills lose in this fashion.
You can't tease something, man. Okay,
I can't tease it.
No. Either say it.
Well, I gotta have people listen for the next loss so they can specifically listen. Okay. I have to tell a story about me moving some items of my aunt and uncle and just the utter chaos and destruction that happened during that, which is something I'm still bitter about almost 10, 15 years later. Something that happened, I almost died, and I got yelled at. This was almost yelled at, not quite, but... and none of it was my fault, absolutely none of it. I was just, if anything, I went out of my way to help. That's what happened. But anyway, Mike, I don't have anything to add to this loss. It is what it is, it sucks, but...
How would you improve tailgating? Let me pose that question to you, unless you want to get out.
Our tailgating in general? Bring propane, more propane next time. That's my fault. I was going to go to the store, and I decided not to go to the store. Because luckily, you took care of almost everything. Be prepared, I think, for sure. Luckily, you and I were texting all that week, talking, calling. And even so, like, I'm sure we forgot a few things. Like, it's just the way it is. But so when we had season tickets a few years back, I feel like, we would prep a lot. We used to, that was fun. We used to bring a pile of wood with us in the trunk. Or it would be in the back seat. People would just sit on it, knowing that on the ride home, they wouldn't be sitting on it because we'd burn it all. So we used to literally just set fires on the concrete of the parking lot, the pavement, right? And just warm ourselves up in the winter. In like a game like this, it would be great. You know? It would be great to have a fire. Maybe a fire, yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything that... What do you think? How would you improve? You had something in mind when you asked that question.
I didn't.
The Skittles were a good touch. Mm. Oh, I just dropped.
Oh, I meant to get combos. I know you like combos.
Oh, that's okay. I'm okay not getting combos today. We had so much stuff.
Did you ever get those combos I sent you?
Oh, did you send those combos?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know those were from you. They didn't say anything that there was. Yeah. Just a 10-pack, right?
Yeah.
That was amazing. Good. Thank you.
Glad you got them.
Thank you. We got them in the mail. We're like, Amazon must have shipped this to us by mistake. How did they know I like combos that much, you know? Well, I'm going to eat them, obviously. I'm not going to send them back to them. You ever get anything by mistake from Amazon or two of one thing or whatever? Like, you get one week and then you get the same thing like a few weeks later? Never send it back. Should.
It's just a write-off for them.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're just like, don't send it back. It just costs us more money for you to send it back. Just keep it. So that's why every time I get something, I try to cancel the order or, like, return it. Just to see if they'll give it to me for free. That'd be funny.
Makes it package up and you're like, much.
Just kidding. No, I'll just keep it. I'll keep the broken thing that I said was broken. No, I can't think of anything that... I'm glad we cooked. Sometimes we do subs. Subs are an easy thing to do if you don't want to cook. I'm glad we cooked. That was fun. Although looking back at it, we could have definitely gone around the parking lots more and seen more stuff and taken some more videos and photos had we...
Yeah, I wish we had a little more time, yeah.
Had we made subs or something like that, but this was fun. We had a canvas tent, which was perfect, you know, for this. It wasn't raining before pregame, but postgame, tailgate. We had the tent, which was nice. Glad I thought of that. Pat myself on the back. Awesome. Can you think of anything? No, it was a good time. It's one of those things that, you know, we don't do a ton of, so when we do get to enjoy it, it's a good time to just, you know, obviously it would be better if we were hearing the shout song more than twice. It was only meaningful once, because the other time they were losing by like 20 points at that point or something, 30 points, didn't even matter. Definitely takes a lot of sales, out of your sale. Yeah, so appreciate everyone listening, sticking with us for that. We're going to do a post-game for the Saints game on Thanksgiving night, I believe. I don't think Mike will be part of that, but John will be. Yeah, hopefully we're talking a win after this. The Saints struggled today against the Eagles, so the Saints lost 40-29 against the Eagles in Philadelphia. So we will see. So anyway, thank you guys all for listening. Thanks for following along with us. Thanks for taking part in our tailgate discussion. And I know this was a tough game, but, you know, those are still 6-4. I don't have the playoff odds in front of me, but I'm sure they were 93% last week. I'm sure they've only gone down to, like, 88% or something, right? So it's not, this guy's not falling. We still have to see how the Bills do. I mean, I'm really curious to see how they do against the Patriots. I'm not as optimistic, I got to be honest. This is how the team plays against a well-coached team like Frank Reich's team. Imagine how they do against Bill Belichick. We'll see, though. We'll see. It's a week-to-week league, any given Sunday. We'll see. So let's sign off for Mike.
Go Bills. Excited to see them on Thanksgiving. It's
a fun treat.
It's awesome. Yeah, I like the primetime games, like Thanksgiving. It's cool that they're in the national conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope they're in the national conversation for good things, instead of, like, can you believe the Bills are bloated? yeah, for me, Nate, go Bills. The sky's not falling, it's not good. That was a rough game, but, you know, you stuck with it. You stuck through much worse games than that, and just because we had a great season last year doesn't mean it's going to be as good this season. Or, you know what, if this is how they're playing now, 10 games into the season, imagine if they hit, you know, if they light it on fire the last three games, that's all that'll matter. If they make the playoffs and they're just destroying teams, that's when you want it. December, January, that's when you want to get hot. So let's just hope that that happens. That's when they hit their stride. So for me, Nate, go Bills, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Buffalo, stand up. It's the Mafia. it's a Bill City. Yeah, a Buffalo Bill City. Yo, it's a Bill City. It's a Bill City. Yeah, a Buffalo Bill City. Bill City. Yo, we got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole. Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. Yeah. Ike McKenzie on a jet sweep, maybe it's a fake. Honestly, it's a TD either way. When you got Diggs and Bees and Gabe Davis, three-headed Singletary, Moss, Brader. Who gon' stop us? We the greatest. Forget Mahomes, forget Kelsey, forget Hill. Come and replay us, cause we ready. Sebastian like Boogie, yeah, we ready. Moving for Cody Ford, we ready. Kick they bucket like Ike, yeah, we ready. Dawson Knox with a spike, are you ready? Season tickets, I'm hype up the team ready. Buffalo, this is our team forever. Forever. We got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole. Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. It's a Bill City. It's a Bill City. Yeah. A Buffalo Bill City. A Buffalo Bill City. It's a Bill City. It's a Bill City. Yeah. A Buffalo Bill City. Buffalo Bill City. Yeah. We got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole. Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. It's a Bill City, it's a Bill City. Yeah, yeah. A Buffalo Bill City, Buffalo Bill City. Yeah, yeah. What? It's a Bill City, it's a Bill City. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A Buffalo Bill City, Buffalo Bill City. Yeah. Taron Johnson with a pick six. It's just too easy. Don't pass it to Trey Wade. Please believe me, we got high right behind him in Poyer Free. Please don't run up the middle unless you want to meet a star. Greg Russo will show you what he's about. Trey Edmonds and Matt Milano can't get around him. Our team is grounded. Oh, yeah. Sebastian like Boogie, yeah, we ready. Moving for Cody Ford, we ready. Kick they bucket like Ike, yeah, we ready. Dawson Knox with a spike, are you ready? Season tickets, I'm hype up the team ready. Buffalo, this is our team forever. Forever. We got Josh Allen, got Steph Diggs, we got Cole.
Deion Dawkins, cause you know it's about to snow. Mafia, you know we on a roll. No competition and it's not even close. It's a Bill City. Yeah. A Buffalo Bill City.
Thank you for listening to the Circling the Wagons podcast. Download and subscribe to us in your favorite podcast service. Email us at ctwpod@gmail.com. That's Charlie Tango Whiskey Pod @gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ctwpod. And most importantly, go Bills!
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, Nate.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.